That's messed up.
Yeah, we all want
to call it out.
Yeah,
call it out.
Man, I'm sitting here, I'm scared of this one. The unpaid work, also known as emotional labor, can include child care, cooking, or cleaning. But a lot of that unrecognized work also extends to making small talk, planning birthdays, organizing gifts for family members, or constantly smiling.
Oh, I'm tired now. Ladies, exhausted.
Do you just accept that certain things are for you to take on at home or at work because you're better at them?
Well, look, I mean, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. Right? I mean, that's how I feel. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't, more than ever, women are working full-time jobs, taking care of the kids, doing the laundry, doing the dishes, cleaning the house, doing the food shopping, and on and on and on. And if you're in a partnership, you're in a partnership.
That's right.
And women should not be overburdened with this kind of emotional labor. Men got to get on board.
Yeah. My approach to this is, don't ask me to do it if you're not willing to do it. I just gave a speech to some young women just the other day, and I told them, when you go into a meeting and there's a bunch of men, don't take the paper and immediately start taking the notes. Don't become the secretary for the men. If they're not willing to take the notes, then you don't take the notes. So for me,
yes,
if you won't take the notes, I'll take the notes.
Yeah.
So as long as the expectations are set and it's properly set that we're going to share this,
yeah,
then I may be better at it. So I'm going to do it because I'm better at it, not because you have some unrealistic and antiquated expectation that I should do it because I'm a woman.
Right. So and I think every household is different. And you're right. It's like your household has to fit how it works for you.
Yeah.
And I need a household where my mate is chipping in. And he does. He helps. He does. He helps me with the kitchen. He helps me with the kids. He helps me with the laundry. Now, does he do it right how I like it? That is the thing. And he doesn't. So I love that he helps.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, I go right behind him, and I do it the right way.
Right. Okay, let me ask you a question. Your home life.
Yeah.
Your husband's. Why do you do more than him at home?
I don't do more.
Yeah, I don't think either. I do yeah. more either. Well, no, I don't. No.
I don't think I do more.
Yeah.
I do, again, I still think I do it better, but because I'm not always there, I have to, however he does it, it's going to have to be that way. Because I can't always be there to micromanage. So we share. Like, I'll cook dinner every night. He might not cook dinner. He's going to order a pizza. He's going to, and I just have to accept that.
You're in shock?
No, well, no.
What are you confused by?
Yeah.
No, my wife does everything. I don't. I don't know how. No, listen to me.
Don't you know how to do, Steve?
The dishwasher just confused
me.
That dishwasher is so complicated.
Yeah. Well, I will say they don't know how to load a dishwasher. I will say that's the one thing men cannot do. They cannot load a dishwasher.
Okay, we need to have this conversation. When I married Marjorie, I told her, I'll do anything for you. I'll do anything for them kids. Let me explain to you what I'm not gonna do. I don't do no housework.
Okay.
Please don't ask me. No, I'm not doing this. Now, if you want to get somebody in here to do that,
okay,
we can go get somebody. We can go get two people if you want to. Just don't ask me.
Don't ask
me.
You.
Yeah.
Don't ask me. Right. I ain't saying that's your job. You got to do it.
Right.
But you know, we have a trade-off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a partnership. That's what we're talking about.
Ladies, incredible conversation. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you all for being here. Terry Bond, Dr. V, and Ariba, everybody. We'll be right back.
Still ahead.
Are they just going to let this one test determine of what college I go to?
This is really hard for me to take because you're in high school and you're smarter than me.
I don't think I'm smarter than you. I feel like you're a really wise man.
Thank you for trying to make me feel good.
Ashley Home Store's Labor Day sale is going on now. For a limited time, save up to 30% or get 0% interest for 6 whole years. Only at America's number one furniture and mattress store, Ashley Home Store. This is home.
I struggled with depression. I thought I needed cigarettes to cope. I was able to quit smoking, and then I started running. Now I feel a lot better.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Okay, everyone. Our mission is to provide complete balanced nutrition for strength and energy.
Great tasting Ensure with 9 grams of protein and 26 vitamins and minerals. Ensure for strength and energy.
A lot of the clothes you normally take to the cleaners aren't dirty. They just need a quick refresh. Try new Febreze Clothing Quick Dry Mist. It eliminates odors and refreshes lightly worn clothing.
Get beautiful new floors right now with Luna's incredible 70% off sale. That's carpet, laminate, and even hardwood, 70% off. You'll get professional installation and can be confident with Luna's exclusive Love Your Floors promise. Transform your home with an amazing 70% off carpet, laminate, and hardwood. Reserve your free in-home appointment at luna.com or call
877-241-LUNA.
It's the Honda Summer Spectacular event, which means more of this. The kind of elation you can only experience after getting a great deal on a Honda Civic or Civic hatchback. Or an Accord. All come standard with the Honda Sensing suite of safety and driver assistive features. And as you can see, all will provide you with plenty of joy. Come be a part of it today.
Get a great deal on the Honda Accord and find your happy place at the Honda Summer Spectacular event.
Our quality of our products is definitely second to none. They are custom made to the exact specifications of every opening that that window is going in.
We have the highest quality windows on the market that can meet the stresses of any environment.
Our windows have a 50-point factory inspection and a 20-point installation review.
We installed over 150,000 windows last year with 99.5% requiring zero follow-up service. That's getting it right the first time.
Quality windows you can own. 60% off all style of windows. In 60 months, same as cash. Go to windownation.com.
All right, let me ask you a question. Who in here want to win some money? Let's see who's playing Harvey's 100. Stop. How you doing? All right. All right, what's your name?
Jesse.
Jesse, where you from?
Boulder.
Boulder, Colorado?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You in school?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which school you go to?
University of Colorado at Boulder.
Oh, okay. Wow. Who you here with today?
My friends.
All of your friends from college?
Yeah.
You all came out of here on a trip together?
Spring break.
Well, you want to win some money?
Yeah.
All right, come on over here. I want you to stand right here, turn around. I got 20 pictures up on the board. Every time you match one of these pictures, I'm gonna give you $100. If you match all 20 of those pictures up inside of 60 seconds, hey, Jesse, you can walk out of here with $1,000. And if you're a college student, that's the equivalent of being a millionaire.
Yeah.
All right, let's flip them over. Scramble them up. You know what? I want to see how smart college kids are. You three ladies, come down here.
Yes!
Come on. Come right here, young ladies. How are you? Good, good. What's your name? Allie, your name?
Katie
and?
I'm Rachel.
Okay, Rachel, here's the deal. Everybody turn around. Now, between the four of you, we ought to try to win some money. Let's go. Your time will start after the first two numbers go.
1-3.
1-3.
2-7. 1-7. 8-9. 4-7, 19-15, 1-2. 1-2. 11-9, 11-5,
5-10.
18-3.
8-11.
8-11.
Come on, let's go.
9, 13, 18, 14, 18, 14. 18, 12, 18, 12.
16, 620. I gave him that last one. All right, ladies.
That was so hard.
We got $600. Now here's the deal. Everybody turn around. We got $600. You're a college student, you need money. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's your 600. I got 400 left. Now between the four of you, your job as college students is one thing: memorization. All you got to do, turn around, look at the board. If between the four of you, you can tell me what's behind number 9, all you got to do is tell me what's behind number 9. You get number 9 right, I'm going to give you this extra $400. Anybody, y'all want to help her? What is it?
Lemonade.
If it's lemonade, you got 400.
Lemonade.
If it's not lemonade, you don't get the 400.
Lemonade.
All right, you want to go with that? Lemonade.
Yes. That's the man.
Thank you, ladies. Congratulations. Thanks for playing, Jesse. We'll be right back.
I finally did it. Popeye's new chicken sandwich.
Mm.
I've been trying to make the perfect chicken sandwich forever.
Mm. Let's dig into that.
Looks like you're already digging in.
My new chicken sandwich is buttermilk battered and served on toasted brioche in spicy or classic.
Navigating the legal system after an accident can be tough, but you don't have to do it alone. Let Greenberg and Betterman help you, like we've helped thousands of other clients in the D.C. metro area.
They literally took my hand and guided me through.
He was so transparent.
He showed me what I received. He showed me what he was going to receive.
I really am very pleased that I chose Greenberg and Betterman because they felt like family.
Greenberg and Betterman, call us. Feel better.
Do you push through migraine? Imagine what you can do with more migraine-free days. When you're not fighting through migraine, imagine the possibilities. Once monthly Emgality is used for the prevention of migraine in adults. It can help give you more migraine-free days. With Emgality, about 60% of people had their migraine days cut in half or more. Don't use if allergic to Emgality. Allergic reactions like itching, rash, hives, and trouble breathing can occur even days after use. Get medical help right away if you have symptoms. Side effects include injection site reactions.
What should we do tomorrow?
Ask your doctor about Emgality and imagine more migraine-free days.
This summer, it's your time to lose diet-resistant fat and flaunt your best body ever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Andrew Warden, board-certified plastic surgeon and host of The Doctors. If you've tried every fad diet and extreme workout and still struggle with stubborn body fat, then it's time you call Sotobello, America's number one cosmetic surgery specialist.
Sotobello's board-certified surgeons use microlaser technology to safely target and remove your diet-resistant fat cells permanently. So eliminate fat on your stomach, thighs, and back. Call now and find out how you can get one area free.
These real client photos are from just one Sotobello procedure. I'm confident recommending Sotobello to people who want to remove body fat permanently.
When time runs out, this sizzling offer is gone. Call now or go to Sotobello.com to find out how you can get one area free.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is a good one. This is really, really good one. My next guest is a straight-A student from Atlanta, Georgia, who applied to over 40 colleges because she asked them to waive the application fees. Well, she's been accepted to over 30 of those universities and has been offered over $1 million in scholarship money. Please welcome high school senior Kayla Willis.
Hello, Mr. Harvey.
I heard that you've accepted a full ride scholarship already.
Yes, I will be going to Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee.
Fisk?
Yes. I had to go to HBCU. I had to.
You had to go to
HBCU. Had to, yes.
But let's go back real fast. Were you nervous about applying to the schools?
Yes. I feel like every high school senior is nervous about applying to schools because you don't know where you're going to end up going. You know, you take these tests and you take certain classes to set yourself up for what happens after high school. And unfortunately, I didn't make good SAT scores. It kind of scared me because I was like, okay, I know I have good grades, but are they just going to let this one test determine of what college I go to? And I didn't want that for myself. So that was my biggest fear.
This is really hard for me to take talking to you because you're in high school and you're smarter than me. that's throwing me off a little bit.
I don't think I'm smarter than you. I feel like you're a really wise man.
Thank you for trying to make me feel bad. What made you decide to ask them to waive the fee? Nobody does that.
Because the application fee costs so much, you know? And I didn't want that to be the only thing that was hindering my opportunities. So I decided, well, what would be the easiest way to get in contact with somebody to see if I don't have to pay? So I just called the admissions office, was like, hi, my name is Kayla Willis. How do I not pay for this application? And they told me about the application fee waivers or how you do it. And then I just started doing it. Then I told my classmates and my schoolmates and my friends, like, hey, you know you don't have to spend all this money for it. All you have to do is just call.
You went viral when you posted this tweet right here. It says, someone said, the whole world needs to know how great you are. Who told you that?
My dad. I was going to work, and I was like, do I really want to post this right now? He's like, post what? And I showed him the photo. And he was like, you know, the world needs to know how great you are. So I decided to post it. And this has led to so many opportunities for me to actually tell people my story and give them an insight on how to really gravitate and navigate and just go through senior year, because senior year is really hard. And worrying about colleges and college acceptances and scholarships is a really tough pill to swallow. But to make that pill a little bit smaller, to go down your throat a little bit easier, and me being the person to help you swallow that pill is really great.
Okay. When you meet young people like this, there has to be some great parenting going on somewhere. Your mom is here in the audience. Where is
your
mom? Just you? Just tell me how you feel about your daughter.
I am just grateful to God for giving me a wonderful daughter. She has always been very humble, very determined, very hardworking, very level-headed, wonderful child. I just kept telling her to keep doing your hard work, know where your blessings come from, just stay in His grace because there's no limit to what God can do in your life.
Yeah, this young lady right here, this is something else going on right here. Because let me tell you what I heard. They told me that you started multiple clubs at your high school, and a lot of your messaging is about self-love and giving students a kind of a sense of community.
Yes, I'm the founder of a club called Going Against the Grain, and we're a social club for minority injustice within the nation, and we provide community service for all of our members.
Let me ask you this. Do you think politics could be in your future?
Oh, yes, most definitely. I want to become mayor of Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. It doesn't stop there because hopefully, and I really do hope, I have a list of everything that I'm going to do to change the United States for the better. Like, I have a whole list of what I'm doing. Yes. I even have a list for mayor of Atlanta, and then I have another list just in case I become senator. And then I had another list for president.
Everything you imagine is possible. And God puts the life he has for you in your imagination. I got some news for you, though. Can we roll the video? Watch that right there.
Hi, Kayla, and congratulations. I'm Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. We are so proud of your academic accomplishments, and I know you will continue to be a great role model during your time in college. I, too, attended an HBCU and was thrilled to learn that you've chosen Fisk University. You've made us all so very proud, and while the road ahead may not always be easy, know that we are honored to be a part of that great village, praying for you and cheering you on. Best wishes, and know that the best is yet to come.
Now, Mayor Bottoms wants to meet you. So while you're in Atlanta, I'm going to set it up where you go down there and meet with the mayor. We also heard that your siblings got a hold of your laptop and they messed it up. So we reached out to our friends at Ting Mobile. They're a nationwide cell carrier that helps you save money on your phone bill. They were so inspired by your achievements that they wanted to help you write those college papers. So they're gifting you with a brand new laptop.
Oh, wow.
That's your brand new laptop.
Thank you.
And oh, since Ting Mobile shares your belief that you can get the best in life for less, they're also giving you a Motorola Z3 phone and accessories.
Oh, wow.
Get that. Plus, 4 years of Ting Mobile service, and that way you can keep in touch with everybody at home. But that's not all. Ting has one more surprise for you. They know how expensive college books and dorm decor can get. So to help you out, they're giving you $5,000.
Wow.
Give you that. Kayla, it was an absolute pleasure to meet you. I think that everything you see in your imagination will eventually come to pass. That's an amazing thing that you've shared with our audience today. So thank you. Hey, to learn more about Ting Mobile and how you can start paying for only the talk, text, and data that you actually use, visit SteveTV.com. We'll be right back, folks. Big hand for Kayla, everybody.
Storm Team 4 is tracking some big changes coming our way. A front promises rain, a chance for storms, and an end to the heat. Finally, I'll have your updated hour-by-hour forecast when you wake up.
We're working for you so you're prepared for the day ahead.
Tomorrow on News 4 Today.
Crispy chicken topped with bacon, crunchy onion rings, and drizzled with honey mustard. It's just a chicken sandwich, and the Mona Lisa is just a painting. The Honey Crunch Chicken Sandwich at Ruby Tuesday with fries or tots for $7.99.
After my car accident, I didn't know I could get money for the time I missed from work.
I didn't know my case could be settled without going to court.
I didn't know the insurance company would try to pay me as little as possible.
We do know. At Science and Kirk, we know injury law, and we know how to get you the most money possible.
Days, nights, weekends, call Science and Kirk. When you need a lawyer, you have a lawyer.
Call 1-800-LAWYERS or visit youhavealawyer.com. If you have a phone, you have a lawyer.
It's buyback time at ARS Rescue Router. For a limited time, ARS Rescue Router will buy back your old inefficient HVAC system when we take up to $1,500 off your new heating and cooling system purchase. That's right, you'll save up to $1,500 when you choose the professionals at ARS. Call ARS Rescue Router today to set up your complimentary HVAC system analysis. ARS Rescue Router, heating, cooling, and plumbing. Making it work, making it right. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Juicy beef, melty pimento cheese, crispy bacon, onion rings topped with sriracha ranch. It's not just a burger. It's the I'm gonna need a bigger mouth for this burger. Burger. The Cheesy Crunch Burger with fries or tots for $7.99. Only at Ruby Tuesday.
So when I was a little kid, my best friend would always say, Kelly, you talk so much. It's like every day is a Kelly Clarkson show. So I guess there's kind of always been a Kelly Clarkson show, but like now it's on TV. Yeah.
The Kelly Clarkson Show.
Premiering September 9th at 2 on NBC4.
It's Macy's Fall Preview event with big savings on our best brands. Plus, take an extra 25% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Find the season's hottest trends and newest styles for everyone. Want more savings and exclusive offers? Download the Macy's app. Now at Macy's.
What makes a sauce Ragu? Is it our 80-year heritage? Or is it the fresh taste born of farm-grown ingredients? Actually, it's both. Only then do you get to be called Ragu. Simmered in tradition.
Okay, listen up. You've been to SideDeal.com, right? We're killing it with new deals every week. You gotta see how this works. All right, everybody, before we go, I got a question for all of you. Listen to me, and I want you to answer me. What would you do if you found nearly $8,000 on the side of the road? That lady went. Well, for this one woman in upstate New York, the answer was simple. Go to the police. Let's take a look.
I didn't realize it was money at first. I just saw, like, everything floating in the air, so I stopped on the side of the road, and then I saw $100 bill, $100 bill, $50 bills, $20 bills, and then, like, wow, it's a lot of money. But when you see that much money, you know obviously somebody lost a great amount of money and they had it for a purpose.
Well, that's not even the crazy part of the story, because when Terry got to the sheriff's office to turn in the cash, the woman who had lost it was there filing a report. Kim Stenberg had placed the money filled envelope on the roof of her car before buckling in her niece and driving off. Kim and her husband Rich had originally planned to use most of the $8,000 on their honeymoon. But late last year, Rich, along with his brother and sister-in-law, were among the 20 victims involved in the deadly limo crash. It wasn't an easy decision, but Kim decided to go on a trip with her sisters and close friends so she could spread her husband's ashes in the ocean. Well, you never know what people are going through. So when you're put in a position to help your fellow man, you ought to answer that call. All right, that's our show for today. You'd like to see some behind-the-scenes moments from today's show? Follow the conversation at Facebook or Steve TV Show. Thank y'all for watching today, folks. We'll see you next time.
Imagine peace. Imagine a perfect night's sleep. Now imagine a world where finding the perfect bed is finally possible. At Mattress Warehouse, it is. Get bed matched and upgrade to an adjustable base for free. Now only at Mattress Warehouse.
My mom hired a bath fitter to make me a new bath. My friend Jimmy said that when he got a new bath, it took forever. Jimmy didn't have to take a bath for a month. I didn't even get to miss one bath. It's just not fair.
Bath Fitter will remodel your bath in as little as one day. We've got over 2 million satisfied customers and 35 years experience. Call now or visit bathfitter.com for a free in-home consultation.
Here's three-time gold medalist Misty May Traynor for Vein Clinics of America.
I was surprised to see I had vein disease. I didn't think I was old enough, but I didn't want to risk my health or the performance of my legs. So I went right to Vein Clinics of America.
For over 35 years, Vein Clinics of America has been the leader in the treatment of vein disease. Varicose veins and spider veins are much more than an unsightly cosmetic problem. Often it's a serious medical condition. Call or go online now to see if you qualify to book a free, no-obligation consult.
The veins they treated are completely gone. It's like they turned back time.
All treatments are done on an outpatient basis, and many procedures are covered by most insurance plans.
I want my legs to stay healthy, strong, and beautiful. That's why I went to Vein Clinics of America.
Call or go online right now to see if you qualify to book your free consultation. Vein Clinics of America. Healthy looks good.
Call 1-800-591-9547.
We've never recorded a song that we didn't write.
Such a huge opportunity to hear your song in such a big platform. That was one of the best moments of my life.
Songland, all new, tonight on NBC.
Tonight, it's a Brooklyn Nine-Nine game night.
Dirt Blocker.
That's your porn name, right?
Could this be the game night to end it all?
Ready.
Look, his lips are trembling.
Holly Hollywood Game Night, tonight on NBC.
Did you know that if you sleep better, you'll live better, dream bigger, and go farther? And that is exactly why at Mattress Warehouse, we've made finding the perfect bed finally possible.
Find a better price? We'll match it. Plus 50% of the difference, only at Mattress Warehouse.
She's always happy to stop by.
Ellen, I do have someone who loves me. I'm kidding, but,
Today, Ellen's friend, Jennifer Aniston.
Do a friend's reunion, okay? I move in next door. It's gonna be called Friend.
Plus, summer treats with Aisha Curry.
Do you want to give it a shake? Jen does. She's known for giving it a shake.
Here she is now, Ellen DeGeneres.
You know, I'll wait till you sit down. See? They've moved over. I'm a celebrity, and you know that. But I do things the same as you. And I went the other day to do some shopping. And just like you, I go in for one thing, and then I end up with 40 things. And unlike you, I pay with a gold bar. But I noticed while I was shopping that sometimes stores have regular products, but then they have lady products. Have you noticed that? Which are the same thing, but pink. And they have pink razors, and they have pink deodorant. And now I found something else that comes. Here's the first thing right there. It is a gentle laxative tablet. And I won't tell you why I bought them. I'll just tell you who I bought them for. Mary. Let's, well, you asked me to buy it, Mary.
No.
So, let's call that Exhibit A because I don't want to say the word laxative again. And then this is here. This is Exhibit B, women's gentle laxative tablets. In pink, of course. That's how you know it's safe for a lady to take. Both bottles are the same price because they have the same thing inside. I'm kidding. The pink one has 40 fewer tablets. I know that's not a good deal because I asked a man to do the math. And this is insane. Same amount of money, 40 less tablets. That's not the most ridiculous thing I found, because then I went over to Office Depot. I didn't need anything, but I just wanted to sniff the markers. And then I found this, and it's a super cute emergency escape hammer. If you get in a car accident, you can use this to cut your seatbelt or break a window. As you can see, it's pink and shiny. That's why I was immediately drawn to it. And if you look right here, it says, "Get out, girl." No, you get out, super cute emergency escape hammer. Apparently, the lady car accidents are adorable. And there's not even a mirror. How am I supposed to check my makeup after I drive into a lake? I don't understand. They sell a non-lady version that looks like this, but it's yellow. That doesn't make me want to get it. Plus, how do I get my little lady hands around something this big? The yellow hammer is $8. The pink one is $12. Once again, we're paying more for less. We don't want pink hammers. We don't want pink laxatives. We want the same thing for the same price. And a changing room with decent lighting. That's what we want. And a friend's reunion, that's what we want. Yeah. Make that happen. I know another thing you want, so I'm gonna bring him out right now. This is Twitch, everybody.
Here it is, a blue flying chance. Just a bit of a break from the norm.
That's a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft sort of mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. My CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back cause it's summertime.
Thank you, Twig. I know while you're out of breath, we've done 170 shows this season, and you have danced a total of 40 miles. Before we do anything else, there's something I want to mention, something big. Throughout the season, our show has been dealing with a very serious issue. Of course, I'm talking about my producer, Mary's rash. It's a personal problem, so please, please don't mention it to anyone. But I have some big, big news. It's finally cleared up. So happy for you, Mary. You can finally sit comfortably on that stool. You can jog and kayak, all the things they show in the commercials. Yep. But in honor of your rash, I put together a little song. Nope, it's my pleasure, Mary. No, I insist.
You don't
please
have to.
I've done it, and we'll show it.
I was standing in the checkout line at CVS. When I saw a woman shopping there in great distress, I thought I recognized her from the Ellen Show. So I asked her what was wrong, and she let me know.
It was a rash.
It was Mary's rash.
Mary, you know, the one with the rash.
She made it cool and fast.
Contagious.
You're highly contagious.
Her doctor was aghast.
She had a rash.
A Mary's red, red rash. She thought it was one joke, but for some reason, Mary's rash had gone for the entire season. Until that itchy redness that constantly haunts her ended up getting its very own sponsor. It was Mary's
rash.
She got that poison
rash.
The doctor said don't
scratch.
It made us laugh and laugh.
Right, Mary? I won't tell anybody. All right, here's another serious subject I want to talk about. Sirius XM Radio. There's a show called The Morning Mashup. It airs on Hits 1. And earlier this week, I heard the host talking about my show coming back for 3 more years. Here's what I heard.
It looks like Ellen DeGeneres. We are going to see more from Ellen because she's continuing her show for another 3 years.
All right.
So that's exciting. There was a lot of rumors going around that this was it, that she was kind of like she was done. She'd done this for long enough. And listen, you can never get enough of Ellen. She's the best. Right.
By the way, I have to bring it up. My mom still is upset. Ellen's never been on the Morning Mashup.
Ellen, if you're listening,
Hello?
Penny is dying for you to come on the Mashup, as are we.
All right. Well, I don't want to disappoint his mother, so I'm going to call them up and surprise them right now. And, Hi, am I caller 39?
Caller 39.
Did I get the Ozzy Osbourne tickets?
The Osbourne tickets?
Ozzy Osbourne? Who is this?
It's Ellen DeGeneres. First time listener, first time caller.
Hi.
Hi. What? No, I'm doing my show right now, and then I just got word that your mother was mad, so I don't want. What's her name? Penny?
Penny.
My mom, Penny. Every time she calls me, she's like, "Ryan, is Ellen coming this week?" And I think even knowing that I'm on the phone with you, I might be in trouble.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow. Well, hopefully she's listening. But hey, what question? XM. What does that stand for?
Oh dear.
Oh, that was the former name of the satellite company.
Yeah,
I think X is just like. I don't think there's a real name for it. I think it was the name of a satellite, I believe, originally.
Do you know Ellen?
No, I thought it was a sex thing. I didn't know what y'all were doing. I thought it meant
nothing
something.
Inappropriate.
No.
Nothing inappropriate.
Nothing inappropriate.
No.
Good. So I wanted to fulfill your wish because I'm on the show. You said, first of all, thank you for being happy for me for fulfilling another 3 years of my contract.
Yes, congratulations on that.
Thank you. And then what? You're in New York, right? So you can't
be. We are in New York.
Yeah.
Okay. But can you send Penny to the season premiere of season 17?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, this is bucket list.
Yeah. Well, you can't come. You're there.
Wow. We're legit live right now.
That is amazing. Well, hi, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Everybody's having fun.
I guess you do.
Yeah, well.
Wow. That's awesome.
Isn't this exciting? So I just wanted to call. Is there any other wishes I can fulfill while I'm on the phone with you?
Yes, there's one for me.
What's up?
Ellen, please come to the studio live. Come to our place live.
But
can you do that?
You're in New York, right?
Yeah.
I don't know when I'm going to get there next. If I'm in New York, I will do it.
Okay.
How about, I have a wish. How about we come to your show, and we'll even split that chair. The three of us will all sit on each other's lap, and we can just sit on that chair next to you.
We have a budget here. We have a love seat. We actually have more than one chair. We have a couch and a love seat, so.
Wow.
All right.
Fancy.
All right. Well, listen, Jen Aniston is here, so I can't take up too much time with you. But Nicole, Ryan, Stanley, great talking to you, and I will see Penny next season.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you.
All right, love y'all. Bye. Bye. All right. If anyone else wants a chance to come to my season 17 premiere, I will get you. What you're going to want to do is you're going to want to get, I'm having a hard time talking today, my new subscription box by going to BeKindByEllen.com. They're fantastic. There's all kinds of things in there. There's a tea light. There's a great book. There's Drunk Elephant skincare products, plus some other surprises. And everyone in my audience is going to go home with a box, so maybe it'll be in your box too.
You're the first person that was like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And I was like, Ellen, I do have someone who loves
you. Onion.
She's a big, big
you
avocado.
mash.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then you're going to add in some Havarti cheese.
Whoa.
Three words for making love.
Doing it.
Yes, we are. We are doing it.
Next hour, spend an hour with Bradley Cooper.
Are you early, on time, or late?
I'm early.
I'm earlier.
I don't know about that. Before they even got up, I'm there.
Yeah.
I like this thing.
Yeah, I don't know. There's really no need to hit it after every sentence.
Next hour.
Fiber One Brownie, now 70 calories, 5 grams of net carbs, 2 grams of sugar. Yeah, we had some work done.
Ugh, another delay? But you keep bouncing like I'm a bouncy castle. Oh, yeah, 5 stops, 0 leaks. We're crushing this commute.
Huggies Little Movers, our best-fitting diaper that fits like a hug. Hug on.
Big at the low prices you love and get your teacher school supply list with the Walmart app.
Introducing the unlimited cashback bank account by Green Dot Bank with one of the richest cashback Visa debit cards in America. Green Dot pays you an unlimited 3% cashback bonus when you make online and in-app purchases.
Wait, what?
Uber?
Amazon? Walmart.com? I can't believe a bank would do that.
Believe it. Plus, the unlimited app comes with a Green Dot Bank savings account that pays a 3% annual interest rate. Open your account at greendot.com and get a $50 cashback bonus. Spend like normal. Save up like crazy. Hurry. Offer ends soon.
Hey, who are you?
Oh, hey, Jeff, I'm a car thief.
What?
I'm here to steal your car because, well, that's my job.
What?
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 It happens.
And if you got cut-rate car insurance, paying for this could feel like getting robbed twice.
To get Allstate. I'd be better protected from mayhem. Like me.
Our first guest is one of my favorite people ever, ever, ever. Please welcome my friend, Jennifer Aniston.
It's good to see you. I didn't get here as fast as you wanted me to, but I am here now.
Well, here's the thing. We are supposed to start the show at a certain time, but every single day we start the show usually about an hour early.
Well, here's the thing. When you get a schedule for hair and makeup and you live about 40 minutes away...
That's your problem.
You mean I should just relocate to Burbank?
You should be closer. Yes, like Toluca Lake.
Live in Toluca Lake.
I would
so
like
when you
that.
Call, I will jump.
Yeah. No, I thought you're just, you know...
Hanging out, just waiting to get to the Ellen show.
Right, that's what I thought.
No, I'm nervous, I'm thinking about things, I'm, you know, getting all gussied up.
Listen,
for you guys.
Don't even... I don't know what she does with her money, but this is what she looks like without anything on. This is like, you just naturally are beautiful. You know, burn your money.
I just burned
just
my
Just burn
money.
Your money to give it to somebody to do. They're taking the pretty away.
I heard that I just had $1 million body makeover. Did you read that?
No, you got $1 million body.
Apparently I had $1 million makeover.
Wow.
So there you go.
Well...
It cost $1 million.
Yeah. That's amazing. So
that's
whole body was done.
Oh, you just sort of lift it all and then tie it and snip it. Throw it out.
You lift it and tie it and snip it.
I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, it is unbelievable. We talk about this all the time.
I know.
They just make up whatever they want to make
I know.
Up.
It's quite entertaining, though, isn't it? I throw those away whenever I go into any kind of doctor's office or...
Where you got your makeover?
Where I got my makeover.
Yeah.
Or, anywhere. And if I find, you know, I don't throw that
You're
away.
Not going to throw this way. I just saw this the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Oh. You know how you just lounge on a chair in the ocean? You just sort of do that.
Where was this? Where'd you take this picture?
I was in the ocean.
Yeah?
In the Pacific Ocean.
And it was just floating?
Just floating. And I just was like, I'm going to swim out to that and have some deep thoughts.
Uh-huh.
And that's what happened.
Well, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, you enjoy being naked. You take care of...
I love it.
You do. That was intense.
I love it. I love it.
Well, you take very good care of yourself. And you enjoy doing activities, and so
I love activities,
you're not like ashamed of like when you're holding your breasts like that and getting a picture taken.
I'm not ashamed of that.
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
Well, no one should be.
No.
Do it now. Do it right now?
Do it now.
Only if you did it with me.
Oh, I'll see. No, I don't even do that by myself.
Yes, you do. I know you sit there and you're just like...
I do, yeah. Just waiting for Portia to come home with the...
Yes.
Just at the garage.
Yes. Shifting, wait, this position isn't good.
Can we talk about... So you went to Mexico a while back. And had a very bad experience. And I know you're not a good flyer.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
It's my birthday, right?
Yeah. I'm not... It was your birthday extravaganza.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah. they were taking you to Mexico.
Yeah. I didn't know where I was going, to be honest.
Right. So, until. And it was supposed to be so low key.
So low key.
I hear from someone, Jen's plane, you know, is in trouble. They had an emergency landing. So I texted you right away.
Well, you were actually, what happened was when we were in flight, it was very turbulent. Everyone else is calm as a cucumber because they're not afraid of flying. And it's really bumpy and it's sort of on a tilt. So it's about an hour and a half of white knuckling it. And then the stewardess says to me, the pilot would like to talk to you. And I said, I don't want to talk to the pilot. I sent one of my very calm friends to go talk to the pilot. And then came back to find out that we have actually turned around and we're going back to California because we think we've lost a wheel. And yeah. I was like, oh, well, we've got seven more, right? And then everybody on the plane started panicking and everyone who I look for comfort and like, we're okay, right? Is got tears streaming down their faces, are texting their children, their partners, their loved ones. And I was like, oh, who do I text? Bing. And then, because you can get texts up in the air, you're the first person that was like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And I was like, Ellen, I do have someone who loves me. Yeah, I'm kidding. But, I mean, I'm not. I love you. But it was, you were very concerned. But I couldn't believe how calm I became and everyone else was. And then everybody's phone, it's like, so there goes the, like, under the radar kind of, like, secret trip to Mexico. And then, yeah, we landed and I sent you that picture of, like, ambulances, fire trucks. Because we had to fly around for like 6 hours
to dump the fuel.
To dump the fuel, which still wasn't occurring to me. This might be because if we land badly, it will explode. And so it just shows you how irrational fear of flying is.
Yeah.
When there's things that you really shouldn't be afraid of, and then when there's actually something you should be afraid of, you're not.
Yeah, you weren't.
No.
But then everybody kind of, then you had to get, so that flight took you, because you had to go all the way back.
Yeah.
Then you had to fly to Mexico again.
Well, we had to. That was the plan.
Yes.
So we just decided to follow through with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So there was drinking going on.
Well, in order to get back on the other plane, well, everyone's like, how could you get back on another plane? And I was like, listen, we had to fly around for 6 hours dumping fuel. We all got pretty hammered. Because who knew what the end of this was going to be?
Yeah.
So let's go out with some tequila.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with that. All right, we're going to take a break, and I'm glad that you're okay.
Thank you. And
I'm sorry that I called you to get you here early.
That's okay.
But you look beautiful.
Thank you.
And I'm happy you're here.
And I love you. I'm happy I'm here.
All right.
Always.
We'll be back.
We'll be back. Then he handed us each a couple hundred bucks and said, now go into the casino and go gamble, because this is the last time you'll be able to walk into a casino anonymously. And we had no clue what he was talking about. We were like, what do you mean?
Onion. Yes. Is a big, big
you
avocado.
mash.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then you're going to add in some Havarti cheese.
Whoa!
Next.
If you're like me, you trust your teens, but you just want to make sure they're safe as they head back to school. Whether they're new drivers, on school trips, these free apps will keep track of the fam in real time and give you peace of mind.
Get ready for school next on News 4 at 4.
Any burger can come with cheese, but how about some melted pimento cheese? The caviar of the South with bacony, crunchy goodness layered on top. The Cheesy Crunch Burger with fries or tots for $7.99 at Ruby Tuesday.
I don't remember when I was introduced to Duke's. I feel like it's just always been there. It feels like home to me.
Duke's mayonnaise has been in our family ever since I was small.
I love the way that the Duke's mayonnaise toasts on the outside of the bread.
It's nice and smooth and tangy, and you don't have to worry about any sugars.
It's good, right?
Oh, yes.
We cure our meats in-house, we make all of our pickles in-house, and we buy Duke's mayonnaise. We can't make it any better.
Can't beat it.
In 1 week, a lot will happen in your life. Wrinkles just won't. Neutrogena Rapid Wrinkle Repair's derm-proven retinol works so fast, it takes only 1 week to reveal younger-looking skin. Neutrogena.
At Cat's Pride, we know cat people look and live all different ways.
And that the bond between a shelter cat and her family
is unlike anything else. We want all cats to find forever homes.
So we created Litter for Good.
A simple way to make a big impact
by doing a small thing.
Buying a green jug of Cat's Pride.
Every green jug you buy helps more shelter cats find forever homes.
And the cat person who completes them.
Wow, that's InsureMax protein with high protein and 1 gram sugar.
It's a sit up, banana, bend at the waist.
I'm trying.
Keep it up. You'll get there.
Whoa!
30 grams of protein and 1 gram of sugar. InsureMax protein.
We are sisters,
and we just moved in together.
Why Alyssa and Aaliyah chose Fios.
We stream so much.
A lot of the times Alyssa is watching TV on her laptop, using her phone, also using her tablet.
I'm really good at multitasking.
Because I'm awesome.
A little.
Get the internet you need at a price you'll love. Plus a $50 Visa prepaid card when you switch now. Only on Fios.
Try one of our new delicious classic twists, a Honey Crunch Chicken Sandwich or a Cheesy Crunch Burger with fries or tots for only $7.99. Wait, $7.99? Now that, my friend, is a twist. Try them today, only at Ruby Tuesday.
Today is the day. It's clear the shelters.
We are so excited to be sending these animals home with their forever families.
Shout out to NBC4.
Thank you, NBC4.
Thank you, NBC4.
I'm Wendy Rieger, and today we cleared the shelters.
NBC4 and Telemundo 44, working for you.
We're back.
It is the happiest group of people.
It is a happy group. It feels so good in here to come here every single day and get, and everybody feels so happy.
This is how you go home and have joy.
Yes.
Because you give so much to these wonderful people.
And then they give me joy. It's a full circle thing.
Comes around, goes around.
You give joy, and joy comes back.
That's the way it works.
So, Jen Aniston, so Courtney, our friend, your friend Courtney Cox, posted this picture and explained this picture. This was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, aren't we so cute? That was a trip to Las Vegas before the show aired. And it was Jimmy Burrows, our director, decided, he said, I want to take the cast to Vegas and I want to take them to dinner. And he took us to dinner at Spago's, at Caesar's Palace. And we were like, we're so fancy. and he gave us all a big speech about how we need to. The show, he believes, is going to be quite successful. And so this world can be pretty dark, and you guys got to really stick together and take care of each other. And we took that to heart for sure, obviously. And then he handed us each a couple hundred bucks and said, now go into the casino and go gamble, because this is the last time you'll be able to walk into a casino anonymously. And we had no clue what he was talking about. We were like, what do you mean? And sure enough, that was the last time we were able to...
That's amazing. He had that much belief in the show.
That, he has a really good gut. I mean, he's smart, obviously. He always calls them. He calls it.
He's done some good shows. Yep. That's amazing.
I know. Isn't that sweet?
And you remember that?
Vividly.
That's amazing.
I was terrified right there.
Yeah.
As you know.
Because you've always been scared of flying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's talk about Reese Witherspoon, okay?
Oh, God.
So she, for some reason, you work with her on your new show, right? So she, for some reason, has this delusional thought that she is better friends with you than I am. And so she comes on the show and she makes all this stuff up. And I said, we're going to settle it once and for all. So I called you.
Yeah.
And you were on the treadmill.
But you also said, I have to talk to you. Are you around 2 o'clock? And I said, yeah, I'll be in the car. That's perfect.
Right. But then
I called it. But no, who calls early again? Which is so unlike Ellen to do something about an hour or 40 minutes earlier than it's supposed to happen. So I was on the treadmill.
Right. Yeah. I have a tendency to...
And put me on live television.
Yeah.
Jin.
I think we have the clip. But yes.
Oh,
so
God.
Here's me calling you. Hey, are you on the treadmill?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm actually doing a show right now, and this is a really important question.
What?
Reese Witherspoon, you know her, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she somehow thinks that she and you are better friends than you and I are. So, once and for all, you and I are better friends.
Yes, darling. That's basically based on also almost 30 years of knowing each other.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's done. Thank you. Bye.
me. I wasn't done talking.
No?
I mean, I wanted to say, yes, of course. I've known you for 30 years.
Yeah.
That's a long time. I see Reese way more than you, but I do. Right.
Well, that's because you work with her.
Yes.
If you worked here on this show, you'd see me more often, but you should work here.
I should work here.
Yeah.